Riesgo.
Zimbabwe, this is The Connection on Live Talk, a forum where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, June the 7th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, focusing on the challenges and efforts to mobilize the youth to register to vote in the 2023 general elections. Lingaba lichona njani kwaziwa imuriye Zimbabwe, kusangana okumuchirongwa chevechi diki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaye kunyoresa kufota kana kuti voter registration. Uyezve zviri kuitwa nemasangano anoshanda nevechidiki kukurudzira vechidiki ava kuti vawanikwe vachinyoresa kuvhota musarudzo dza 2023 nekuti tiri kunzwa kuti vashoma vanhu vari kunyoresa zvikuru sei vechidiki saka tichange tichinzwa zvikonzero kubva kune vanoshanda nevechidiki ava. Lichona njani mtwakazomuhle kudibana kuhlelo lwe The Connection konapa kustudio 7 uhlelo lwavasakhulayo. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngemizamo yokukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi babhalisele ukuvota ngoba sibone iZEC isungula uhlelo lweBlitz olokuphuma isiyabhalisa abantu ezabelweni kodwa sibone bebalutshwana ababhalisayo. Solwavalwa lolo hlelo njalo iZEC ithi ase abalokhu befuna ukubhalisa kumele baye emahofisini ayo kodwa abanye bakhala ngokuthi akhatshana lawo mahofisi. Ikakhulu abasakhulayo yibo ababikwa belenkinga bengani bayadonda bamadolonzima ukuthi babhalise. Ngakho sizaxoxa labasebenza labasakhulayo laba lamhlanje sizwe ukuthi inkinga kahle kahle ingaphi. We have our guests tonight, Mr. Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust. We also have Yangasen Matete of the organization Project 4263. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you so very much for joining us. Let me start off with Mr. Mazango. How are young people responding to voter registration in Lupane, there in Matebelele North, where you guys have a presence? Because we have seen during the voter registration blitz, we have seen many people not being forthcoming. How are young people responding?
Okay, thank you very much, Mtungameli. From our observations, is Lupane Youth for Development Trust. There is low turnout of young people that are turning out to register to vote. This is mainly attributed to poor communication, which is coming from ZEC, poor communication, which is also coming from political parties and other players that have interest in this process of mobilizing young people to register. There's basically lack of political will from the government to promote or to encourage young people registered to vote. There is also lack of political will from the institution which is responsible to register young people to vote, which is the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. This is demonstrated by not fulfilling its constitutional role to register potential voters on a throughout the year basis. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, we expect ZEC to be present in each and every community so that they register each and every young person who turns 18 which is the legal age for one to register to vote. What ZEC is basically doing, they are doing a periodic blitz to register people. And these blitz are not even giving enough time for young people to register. For instance, they did an initial blitz, which was done in February, and the second blitz, which was done for less than 20 days in the month of April. This by its own, it all goes to show that ZEC is not fulfilling its constitutional mandate to register young people to vote. As a result, a lot of young people are left out or are not given that opportunity to register. For one to travel the furthest distance, which is from Kenyandav to reach Lupane district, where ZEC is situated, it's about over 120 kilometers. And the transport system is very bad. The road network is also very bad. And the cost implications that are involved for someone to travel or to commute someone from Kenyandav to Lupane district, it is very much expensive and out of reach for many young people to access that ZEC center. So basically, I would say young people, in as much as they will be willing to register and vote, there is zero political will from the institution responsible. There is zero political will from the government. There is also zero political will from the ruling party, which is basically in charge of running the government today. If we were to analyze the last blitz, which was done in the country, they used the ward system. And each ward is about five or six villages. And the distance is involved for one to reach the centers that were created by the April blitz. It involved also longer distances that were costly and also time costing to these young people to reach the created centers. So basically, I would say, in as much as young people are willing, there are zero efforts to reach out to these potential voters. There is zero effort to politically message, send out messages or to encourage and mobilize these young people to participate by registering to be as voters for 2023 elections. So there's so much information blackout which is there, especially for young people. Elections are just a year away, but there is no currency, there is no mobilization, there is no effort to actually engage the young people to participate in the 2023 coming elections. Mm-hmm. Coming to the ongoing ID registration, which is happening, which is ongoing right now.
On the issue of IDs, Mr. Mazango, please hold your thought. We are coming to that. Let me bring in Mr. Matete, and please do stay on the line. Mr. Matete, in your orbit of operation, how are you relating with young people, and what are you hearing from them?
By the numbers that are provided by DIMSTEC, shows that in 2018 we had 4.2 million young people who were eligible to register to vote, but more than 1.5 of them did not register. And by the projection again by the state advocate in it shows that from 2019 to 2023 there will be another more than 1.6 young people who will be eligible to register to vote. What am I saying here? I'm trying to say that we have the potential of registering 3 million young people in Zimbabwe. But this year alone, the list that we have done, that was done by Jack Money, produced 160,000 new voters. So it shows it's just a false number. The reason being is that I want to be to what I call voter suppression, which in general translates to voter apathy. Why? What am I saying by voter suppression? I'm simply saying that if there are efforts that are being done to make sure that young people are not registering to vote. For example, I know that you said that you are going to talk about the issue of IT, but before for someone to register, they need a national identity card. For the whole of last year, we've been trying to mobilize young people to register before the party. We say that you can mobilize around 10, 20 people, but 10 of them do not have national identity card. So what this means is that young people are not registered because they do not have national identity card, even if they do want to register. These are other key factors. The second one is the lack of information dissemination, where even a lot of people don't even know that they voter registration is going to be blitz, and where even if they believe where the visitors are going to pay, and when there's no blitz, where are they going to register? For example, there's been a lot of information or disinformation that is circulating around social media saying that registration is closed. It shows that there is a gap of communication between the electoral commission and people, which the third one is lack of civic education. We have been focusing much on voter registration, why young people should register to vote, but we are not paying attention to the issues that lead to voter registration. We are treating voter registration as an end, but we don't yet have citizens who are informed, simply because we do not yet have a robust civic education that comes from government. Like it is in other countries, like South Africa, UK, in America, where a child as young as 8, 9 years is not quite important to register to vote. So those are some of the reasons why we have looked at registration now currently, which I have to for that suppression. Thank you.
And when you say only 160,000 young people were registered during the blitz, Mr. Matete, are these first-time voters?
Yes, they are first-time voters. Though they will be transferred, but the number is first-time voters, which are first-time voters.
And working with that number, I'm sure you guys have some projections as to how many young people, first-time voters would have registered by the time we go for elections next year.
Yes, our projection in our goal is that we should register at least 2 million young people. But going with this phase, it shows that it would be, if you reach 500,000, give them a greater job. Because currently, we don't know when the police is going to come back. And as of now, we need to transport people as far as 200 kilometers to reach the port. I'll give you an example of Victoria Falls. We need to transport people to Wange district to reach the port, which is 200 kilometers. And the one person needs $20 to go there. And it's a high cost that you have been carrying. We have been managing to just transport members, which is 10, 15, and it's not going to be consistent because of the resources. So if you reach 500,000, this current space is done in Europe.
Thank you there, Vama Tete, and please do stay on the line. Vachangoti Bata. Tripa Chirongwa, The Connection, Panopa Live Talk, Nefenyiro Yenyu, Studio 7. Now, abasana kusithuma sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Now, lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubhalisela ukuvota. Siyazi ukuthi uhlelo lwe-please lwabuya lwadlula. Kodwa sabona izeki sithi hayi balutshwana abantu asebebhalisele ukuvota. Lamhlanje silabela uPane Youth Development Trust kanye elabe Project Vote 263. Okuzinhlanganiso ezisebenza labasakhulayo zibakhuthaza ukubana babhalisele ukuvota kukhetho luka 2023. Ndidzo ke kwa muri va mazango tisati taenda kunyaya yema IDs ya mambo taura nezvayo muri kuti mimi zek inofanira kunge ichinyoresa munhu wega wega aga kana asvitsa makore 18 izvi zvinofanira kuitwa automatically here kana kuti mbotisana ngurira ipa.
Okay, bumbiro reZimbabwe rinokurudzira kana kuti rinopa masimba organization on Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuti rejiste wese chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinenge chasvitsa makore anokwana iwo 18 kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vaparticipate kana kuti vave part and parcel yevanhu vanorejista kuvhota kana vachizondovhota pese panosarudzwa utungamiriri hwenyika yeZimbabwe. Asi naizvozvo tiri kuona kuti organization yeZEC iri kutadza kuti iite constitutional mandate iyi yavanosungirwa kuti vaite nezvikonzero zvekuti pane interference kana kuti tinofungira kuti pamwe vanenge vachikurudzirwa kunzi vasarejista vechidiki kuti kana kuti vari kupiwa mari shoma yatinotiwo national budget yavanoaloketwa pamwe dzimwe dzenguva haisi kukwanisa kuti vave nemaofisi kana kuti vawanikwe kumacommunities kunogara vana vechidiki kuti vange vachikwanisa kuti vavarejiste pese pavanotenda makore anosvitsa iwo 18.
But pa-18 years yacho ipapo vamazango, should it be automatic kuti alright munhu akasvitsa 18 years zvatozikanwa kuti atova muvoters roll?
Yes, kuyakutazwa sivili kuti masingakhangela imithetho yethu sikukuzela ukuthi siwutshintshe ukuthi senzele ukuthi wonke umntwana ozalwa elizweni laseZimbabwe mayefikisa iminyaka eyi-18 ahle fakwe kuvoters roll automatically. Njalo kube sokusuka izifundiso ezizalandela ukuthi sibafundise ukuthi babe bephatheka ukuthi lapho okukhethwa khona iinkokeli zaselizweni leZimbabwe labo baphatheke. Iinkokeli lezi kungaba ngama-councillors, kungaba ngama-members of parliament kumbe upresident waleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi kumele njengezizalwane zaseZimbabwe sikhangele sicubungule ukuthi kufanele na ukuthi sifake lowo mthetho okuthi iZEC ifake ku-voters roll sonke isizalwane saseZimbabwe maze sifikise iminyaka eyi-18. Then kube sokusiba lezifundiso ezikhuthazayo ukuthi wonke umntwana waseZimbabwe ole minyaka engu-18 kusiya phezulu bakhuthaze ukuthi baphatheke kukhetho zonke iinketho eziza kuba khona elizweni laseZimbabwe. Siyabonga.
Okay, asiye kudaba lwama-IDs oke wakhuluma ngalo, udaba lwesithupha. Siyakwazi ukulohlelo lukahulumende lapho avula khona wathi okay, abantu abaningi likhala ngokuthi kalila zithupha, wozani-ke lizethatha izithupha. Luhamba njani lolo hlelo? Akusitshele ubungani uyakhonona ngalo.
Ya, lolu hlelo thina sibe lethuba nokuthi silandelele ukuthi lezi zisebenzi zika-registrar general zipha njani abantwana abasakhulayo izithupha. Siyananzelela sibili ukuthi bayekethesile sibili into eziningi njalo basebenza lapho esike zalandelela sinanzelela ukuthi bazama sibili ukuthi baphe abantu izithupha kodwa kulo hlupho lokuthi izithupha abaziphayo lezi aziso zithupha ezimodern kumbe sikhangelela ukuthi ku-2022 ilizwe laseZimbabwe libe lisipha ama-citizens izithupha ezinjalo because bapha izithupha zakudala leziyana okwakuthiwa ngama-waiting pass ezephepha ezokuthi singanethwa lizulu siyadabuka kumbe i-ink umbhalo lwana uyaphela ngokuya kwesikhathi njalo liphepha ukuthi lingadabuka alila guarantee ukuthi umuntu uzaba lalo for isikhathi eside. Siyananzelela njalo ukuthi i-process abayenzayo ukuthi baphe izithupha lezize ziyephuma kuyathatha amalanga. Abantwana bahamba bethatha izithupha njenganamuhla bathatha ama-photos kodwa abantu bako-registra bayenelisa ukuthi babephe izithupha khonapho khonapho. Bayatshela ukuthi lizophenduka ngelanga elinje lizokolekta izithupha zenu. And siyananzelela futhi ukuthi from ukuxoxisana labantu bako-registra vakara ngokuthi ama-materials abawasebenzisayo kwesinye isikhathi ayatshisa impikitha le yabayebeyithethe okugcina besenza ukuthi bayenze okuthiwa yi-reshooting bathatha ama-impikitha le anakutya futhi again kugcina sokuthatha amalanga amaningi ukuthi akontanga babe lezithupha.
Ndimbo zokera kwa muri vama tete imanzwa nyaya yema IDs iri kutaura na vama zango nemiwo emambo taura nezvayo. Isaka manga muchiti nyaya yema IDs kana kuti zvitupa zviri kubatika here kwa muri where you guys are operating?
Oh, it's okay. So nyaya zvitupa inyaya hombesere kuti mu Zimbabwe because number one, chataura two scenarios, kuti nenyaya COVID-19, maofisi ehurumende anga akavhara kubva 2020 kusvika maybe kutanga kwegore rino ndopatanga kuvhura maofisi. For the past 2 years, maofisi ehurumende anga akavhara. Zvichireva izvo kuti hapana vanhu vachipiwa zvitupa kana kupiwa ma-birth certificate. Then kubva kwaita imwe nyaya hombe yekuti kunzvimbo dzekutaura sedzakaita matebele nenyaya yekukura hombe. Kune marginalizations evanhu vasabvurawo vana madocuments aya nenyaya yekuti vabereki vavo kana kuti maguidance akaafecta nekukura hundi ende havana kukwanisa kuzopiwa atoti pachongo ma-death certificate tikwanisa kuzonge vachitoresawo vachitorawo mabhethi nezvitupa zvekuti find kuti madependent kune 3 generations dzevanhu vasina zvikwanisiro mabhethi nezvitupa ndikureva izvo kuti kana ndandiri muna 1982 ndandine 10 years vabereki vangu vakaafektwa nekukura hondi vasina kutoisa chitupa kana bhedzi 20 years or 25 years down the line ma1890s na 1995 ndandakukodzerawo kuita mhuri yangu asi ndisina zvechitupa pamusoro pazvo saka mwana futi akasarwa 1995 iyo zvinoi zvakukodzera kuita mhuri yake saka tave 3 marginalizations nevanhu vasina zvitupa mumatebelend zvobva zvawedzerwa nekuti nenyaya yekuti nenyaya yecovid-19 so zvinoafecta voter registration zvakanyanyisa zvitereki zvekuti kuti unarejiste kuvhota unonida kunge une chitupa ende kune vanonzi maalezi pahunge futi une birth certificate saka pakaitika mabhulisi ese sikonzeso kuti the reason why anga asingawani vanhu vakawana kuti vazhinji vechidiki vanga vasina zvitupa zvekuti 6 out of 10 young people who turned 18 in 2019 up to now that not have national identity cards zvova zvakaafecta futi nyaya yedelimitation kuti iyo zvinezvi maconstituents kana kuti mawadzi akuganhurwa patsva izvi vachishandisa number of registered voters but havasita consideration again kuti pane vamwe vanhu vatagonesa vasina zvitupa iyo zvinezvi kune bhilisi ezvitupa but kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzaisati yatosvikawo futi kwakaita sekuna nambare vana masvingo vasati vasvika vanhu vecivil registry saka vanhu vakawanda havana zvitupa saka havakwanisi kurejista kuvhota nenyaya yekuti havana zvitupa
nyaya yezvitupa vamatete muri kutaura kuti kumatebeleland uko inyaya yekukura hundi ko kune dzimwe nzvimbo like mbare yamuri kutaura chikonzero ndechei chiri kuita kuti vanhu vawanikwe vasina zvitupa
orai zvavakaita ivo vanhu vecivil registry vakaita ekalenda ravakadhizaina pabhulisi yavo yekuti vakati kunzvimbo neimwe tinenge tichienda nenguva yakadai sekuwarend vati vanga vari kuno mwedzi vanga vari kumwedzi wamei muchiredzi vanga vari kumwedzi vari kuuyako mwedzi wachikwata wajuni saka kumbare vari kuuyako vari kuuyako muna september ende nearest center yemunhu ari kumbare ezikizvanori anotora chitupa izi kuinda kumakombe kana kuinda kuwadzana kunonida futi transportation saka dzimwe nzvimbo vasati vasvika nenyaya yekuti vakaisa kalenda ravo saka ndichakangovamiri vatasvika munzvimbo izvozvo asi pari zvo ndangaimbozama kuti pamadhistensi madiki tinge tichibatsira vanhu etransport vanotora zvitupa vachiresisa vhota nevanoda kushandisawo kuzvikoro nenei because tupa chinoshanda zvinhu zvakawanda
hai siyabonga mnumzana matete vamatete tinokutendai rambai muri parunhare yenyu apa sanda kusixhuma vachangotibata tiri pachirongwa The Connection chirongwa chatinokupakurai chipiri chega chega pano pane pfenyuro yestudio 7 uyezve nhasi lamhlanje sikhuluma ngohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvhota esingathi yivhota registration silo mnumzana Tawanda Mazango wenhlanganiso yeLupane Youth Development Trust kanye lo Youngerson Matete wenhlanganiso ye Project 4263 ndidzokere kwamuri vamazango ngiphenduke kuwe siyake sizwe nxa sibona abasakhulayo sikhuluma labo bebhala kuma social media lapha uze umuntu esithi hayi mna angisoze ngivote vele omunye ethi vele akula angaze mvote empilweni yami umbuza ukuthi ngasizathu bani ekutshela ukuthi vele it doesn't make a difference ngoba even singaze sivote ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyaziwa ukuthi luya kuliphi ibandla. Nxa likhulumisana labo abasakhulayo khona ngaphela uPane lakwezinye indawo yiziphi izizathu elizitholayo ezenza abasakhulayo bengafuni ukubhalisa?
Thina siyananzelela ukuthi abasakhulayo sebedidekile lokhu kubangwa ukuthi uhulumende silaye kalaleli njalo kathathi imboni yabasakhulayo. Kulama processes ayenzakalayo ukuthi abasakhulayo engxenye babuthaniswa. Sinanzelela izinto ezinjengama-parliamentary hearings baphe imbono yabo ukuthi hayi bebefisa ukuthi izinto ziyenze kanje njalo abasakhulayo ikakhulu asabake baparticipate kuma-elections sibeka baphuma ngokuningi wabesiyavota njalo ivoti yabezange yahlonitshwa izinto ezinjalo ziyenza abasakhulayo bedideke begcine besithi hayi singaze thina sisukume siphatheke kuhlelo zikahulumende akukho okutshintshayo akukho esingakutsho okuzathathwa kube put into consideration ezikhathini eziningi ama-process lawa ayenzwa kubuthaniswa abasakhulayo baphe imbono yabo just to legitimize ama-processes kahulumente ayabe sevele sephasile kudala kuyabe kusenzwa nje ukugcwalisa maybe ukuthi kukhanye ngazathi uhulumente uyalandelela ama-processes ngendlela i-constitution etsho ngayo kodwa kungayisikho kunjalo kungayenzwa ukuthi kungayenzwa ngenhliziyo yokugcwalisisa i-constitution yethu yaseZimbabwe. Esikhathini esiningi into lezi ziyabe zisenzwa just to rubber stamp ama-decisions ayabe seyenziwe kudala nguhulumente. So lizathola ukuthi abasakhulayo vele kathesi bakhala ngokuthi imbono yabo vele ayithathwa ayiqiniswa. Njalo uhulumende silaye kababoni njengengxenye engaphatheka ku-governance yaleli lizwe laseZimbabwe. And okunye esikunanzelelayo njalo ukuthi abasakhulayo abakho prioritized ikakhulu masesikhangele ukuthi baphiwe ama-documents azabayenza baphatheke kuma-processes kahulumende. Esikhathini esiningi into lezi yenzwa for political reasons or just to fulfill political ends. So abasakhulayo labo bayakunanzela kulukena begcine besithi hayi liyabe lifuna ukusebenzisa ukuze thina sigcwalisise izifiso zabo not for the bigger goal ukuthi kugcwalise izifiso zikaZulu. So lezi ngezinye izinto ezenza abasakhulayo begcine besithi hayi thina sisafuna ukuthi siphatheke kuhlelo ezibuya lohulumende.
But it can't be the government's fault every time mazango ngoba ngokungavoti abasakhulayo laba do they understand ukuthi the decision not to vote really has a bearing on the outcome of the election bayakuzwisisa yini khona?
Ngiyabonga umbuzo nalowo khonapho yikho sokumele siphatheke njengezinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo njengama citizens are enlightened so kumele siphatheke sonkeni lapho esihamba khona ukuthi sibe sixwayisa laba abasakhulayo sikhulumisana labo njalo sibabonise ukuthi hayi lesi sinqumo bayabesithethe sokuthi abafuni ukuphatheka kwezokuvota kuyabancindezela kanjani. Kumele sincedisane njengoZulu lapho esihamba khona kumele sincedisane ngobuningi bethu sihambe mawula abantwana abaleminyaka engu-18 njengomzali umele ohlale labo phansi ukhulumisane labo njalo babonise ukuthi kumele bayenzeni njengama-active citizens njengama-responsible citizens ukuthi kumele basukume baphatheke ngobuningi babo ukuze sisuppresse whatever the mechanizations eziyabe zikhona ezokuthi kuncindezelwe kumbe abasakhulayo bengaphatheki ekuvoteni kwaleli lizwe. Le yi-responsibility ya wonke umuntu o-enlightened, i-responsibility ya wonke umuntu olomntwana ole-18 years and above, yi-responsibility yenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, yi-responsibility ye-ZEC, njalo iresponsibility amanye amabandla aphatheka kwezepolitics ukuthi sisukumeni sonke ngobuningi siyenze ukuthiwa i-voter education sifundise labo abasakhulayo ukuthi hayi kumele babe le-energy, kumele babe le-hope, kumele babe lokukhangelela ukuthi mabengasukuma bayirejista ukuvota, mabengasukuma njalo bayaphatheka ku-2023 bayevota ngobuningi babo izifiso zabo zizaphuma kulelo khetho luka-2023.
And given the apathy amongst young people, Mnumzana Mazango, we have heard abanye abenhlanganiso esifana lani really developing esingathi fatigue. But you know, kunzima ukuthi uqhubeke ukhuluma ngento eyi-one utshela umuntu athi hayi hambe ebhalisa ngoba kuqakathekile ukuthi uvotile, whether uvotele izano kumbe uvotele i-triple C kumbe uvotele i-MDCT, it doesn't matter. Okubalulekileyo yikuthi uhambe uyebhalisa. Sibona kusiba le-fatigue kwabanye esiyikhuluma labo, given that kind of apathy. What keeps you going as the Ilupane Youth Development Trust?
Tina sikhuthazwa kakhulu isekelo sombuso esilaso iconstitution yethu yaseZimbabwe etsho yona ukuthi i-voter registration is an ongoing process yokuthi kumele yenzakale from day number 1 up to day 365 of omnyaka ka-2022-2023 kusiyana. It's an ongoing process, so khonoko thina kuyasikhuthaza, njalo thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labasakhulayo siyananzelela ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi bakhona abasakhulayo ababe bethena iminyaka engu-18, so kumele sihlale siphatheka ukuthi si-encourage njalo si-mobilize bonke abasakhulayo ngazonke izikhathi ukuthi soon as bethena iminyaka besiba neminyaka engu-18 kumele bayenelise ukuthi bayirejista ukuvota. Njalo kungapheleli ukuthi ekurejisteni ukuvota, kodwa kumele sibakhuthaze ukuthi bangarejisti ukuvota mhla wama-elections, kumele bathene up bayevota ngobuningi babo. Thina lokhu yasikhuthaza sibili and si-encouraged ukuthi sibe sisebenza labasakhulayo, njalo siyananzelela ukuthi singamobilize abasakhulayo ukuthi bayephatheka kulolu uhlelo lwama-registrations okuvota nokuvota kwakhona. Kuyatranslate directly ku-development yelizwe lethu, because babe umuntu angarejista ukuvota angayavota, that particular person or that particular youth ngazonke izikhathi by virtue of ukuthi waregista waparticipate ekuvoteni uba lo ntshukutshuku wokuthi abe sisiba ekhangela ezinye izinto ngelihlo lokuthi kanti ukansela wami uyenzani, kanti u-MP wami uyenzani, kanti upresident welizwe uyenzani ukuthi athuthukise kumbe aqukuzele i-development yezindawo ababevela kizo. So ngazonke izikhathi thina njengenhlanganiso esebenza labakhulayo si-encourage kakhulu, njalo si-motivated ukuthi masingaba-encourage ukuthi barejiste ukuvota bayevota. Esikhathini esiningi abantu babeparticipate ku-voting baba lelihlo le-development, baba lelihlo lokuthi to hold ama-elected officials accountable ukuthi bababuze ukuthi kathi lokhu likwenzeleni, indaba lithethe isinqumo sokuthi lenze lokhu. Lokhu kudalwa ukuthi umuntu lona uyabe waparticipate in the process yokuvota.
Mm-hmm. And let me throw that question also to Vamatete. Given the apathy yevechidiki Vamatete, what keeps you guys going as a project Vote 263? Chi chino chirukupwa imanyu kunyuku kuti murambe muchi paridza vhangeri rekunyoresa kuvota.
Oh, okay. So isusu chinangwa chedu ndechekuti toda kupromota youth participation and demand party democracy beyond nyaya dzekuvota. So zvandambotaura zvazva kuti isusu tirikungonya vanhu maorganisation ari kunyafokasa nekuti vanhu vafamayouth ngaavote ngavote pasina kubatsanangura zvanyanyasokukoshera kuvota kwacho. So our first objective make sure that young people understand why it is important to vote, why it is important to participate beyond voting, to make sure that they hold elected official accountable, they hold the government accountable, they make sure that they safe delivery, all those things, they contribute to citizen awareness. So our major objective is to create informed citizens who are able to hold the elected official to account. So that's the first objective that we have before we go to issue of equal register to vote. So chatunya kuchesa pangwa ni sababu tuan gawe ni rusiwa kwa kuti sana kuchelewa kuna vote. Then in tuna kuti na kuti ni amege story kuti wana kuti baishi kwa kuti register to vote kana sana kuta sana kafana na yes icho kwa ibadi inya kuti pamoja ni kwa sita wana wana sita sio chelewa pani mupunzo wana kwa sita punza. Ninye kuti kumashure kune nyaza kwa tari kaza kwa tari kuti my nations arukubirwa pane msangano no ona nisha my nations kute maraka regla lingwe divi saka meshidiko wani kwa chitambo wa chumfunzo saka nyaza kadeo how are you going to make sure that our vote is safe. So njoso mwesunge sita kutana mbuna wanishidiki kuti what is your responsibility in democracy, what is your responsibility kuma elections as a citizen. So that's one thing, that's our drive, to make sure that young people understand their responsibility in governance, in democracy, in elections. That's the first and foremost responsibility that we have as an organization. And also, in Zimbabwe, there is a lot of frustration. So if you want to pick this up, if you want to ask yourself, if you want to ask yourself, nekuti vanogara madhorobha ndomakanyanya vhota apa tivechidiki vari kuti hatisimboonawo mari achitakurwa vatoita vhotera vacho vanenge vachiita unotsvaka basa dzemhuri dzavo havasi kudzoka kwatiri. Saka tiri kuti tiri kuzama kuti tikoneke vechidiki nevatungamiri vavanga vamakansela maMP kuti vange vachicreata relationship vachiisawo zvitemo zvavo so that they also have faith in leadership, in political leadership. And the another issue that you also make sure that is an organization, we try to push in the diaspora vote in Tungamili. Yekuti vazvirava zvakwanda zveZimbabwe zvakunze kweZimbabwe yekuti kupfumi wedu muZimbabwe hauramira zvakanaka vamwe vari tizawo political persecution. Saka you find kuti unofficially there are more than 5 million Zimbabweans right outside Zimbabwe. Saka tinyanya kupusha in the diaspora vote organization kuti kene in line with the constitution of Zimbabwe section 67 you know important every Zimbabwean and 18 years anofanga achiregistra kuvhota achivhota isingalimiti munhu kuti anogara kupi. Saka tiri kuti kene parliament ya also yakwanisawo kuisa mutemo yatoti paelectoral active form inotaura nezvenyaya diaspora vote kuti tinge tichivandudza kana kuti tinge tichimeka sure kuti vanhu vari kumazvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvinova zvakawanda zvaava mayouth kana mayoung people vari kunze kwenyika vange vachipiwa mukana kuregistra kuvhota. Ninyaya yekuti they are also economic, the biggest economic contributors also is well in Zimbabwe. That's another objective that we have also as an organization.
Panyaya diaspora vote vamatete takaona news day ichiburitsa nhau yekuti I think was it last week nhau yekuti speaker of parliament vari kuti mitemo ngaigadzirwe vanhu vari kudiaspora vagone kuvhota. Asi tiri kuziva kuti bato riri kutonga riri panyanga rakambotaura rinogara richitaura kuti hanyaya yediaspora vhoti iri kunetsa. Ivo havagoni kuti vange vachibuda vachinokampeina kune dzimwe nyika nenyaya yemasanctions. Saka havadi kuti paitwe nyaya yediaspora vote. Muri kuona zvichiitika izvozvo sei? Because for the 2023 elections I bet it's out of the question, but musarudzo dziri kuuya after that, muri kuzviona zvichiitika here?
Nyaya yamutaura ndeyechokwadi kuti speaker of parliament vakataura mashoko atakafarirawo isu sebato civil society organizations kuti kakunge kuine diaspora vote. Nenyaya yekuti constitution yezimbabwe vatungamiri inobvumira nyaya yediaspora vote because zvandambotaura zvokuti section 67 inoti munhu wese muzimbabwe ane makore 18 ekuzvarwa akufanga achiregistera kuvhota ende achivhota zvisinei nekuti anogara kupi asi nenyaya yekuti electoral act yedu yaitaura nezvenyaya inotaura nezvenyaya yepoll based system saka diaspora kwe kusina that poll based ma polling stations but nyaya yamataura yekuti bato reza nepf rinoti iro hari pasi kunokampeina kudiaspora nekuti rine akarwa nemasanction yes tinogona kunge chiri chokwadi asi hatizive kuti zanupf ina mastructures muamerica ina mastructures muuk ina mastructures all over western countries so handizivi kuti vanhu vavo vanoti mastructure chairman vavo kunoti america vanhu mastructure avo hapasi kukampeina here vari pamasanction here kuti vangokampeina chete asi vachikwanisa kugara vari munyika idzodzo chechipiri futi ndechekuti kana vati ivo kumawestern country vane masanctions kuwai vasingabvumiri diaspora futi musadhaki mausina masanctions zvizvaro zvakawanda zvemuzimbabwe zviri mumasadhaki kanzi makaita semunana zambia south africa botswana wai vasingatenderi diaspora futi nyika idzodzo kwavasina masanctions so tiri kungoona hedu sekuti bato rezanup f riri kutungamira riri kuda kungohwandaro nechigume nekuti havasi kuda kuti vanhu handizivi kuti vanovasi kuti vanhu vakaenda kunze kwenyika havadi here kana I don't know but zvemasanctions kungohwanda nechigume chete
aiwa tinotenda vamatete please do stay on the line as I bring in vamazango Mr. Mazango, the current voter registration, the ongoing exercise, ZEC is saying that people should go and register at its 73 offices across the country. ZEC has 73 offices open now for registration, and Zimbabwe is a very big country. We have 210 parliamentary constituencies and almost 2,000 wards, council wards, 1,958. Do you guys have anything, any engagement with ZEC to address such anomaly?
Thank you very much. I think that on its own, it demonstrates what I said earlier, that ZEC has failed and ZEC is failing to deliver its constitutional mandate to register people, citizens of Zimbabwe as voters. It's impossible for 73 stations to register or to cover over 1,000 polling stations that are dotted around the country. By that, tinasiti izekile isiyehlekile njalo they are not delivering on the mandate to register people or citizens that 2018 throughout the year. And these 73 stations are static, they are not moving. It could have been better had it been that the 73 stations are mobile. They will move on a weekly basis probably to cover the stations that are the polling stations that are dotted around each and every district. Say for Lupane is 28 wards, and the distance that are involved, especially for some wards, we talk of the Kenyandavu, the Dandanda wards, it's over 100 kilometers to reach the Lupane Zec district office. So for a young person who is 18, and actually taking into consideration the economic factors that are affecting young people. 99% of young people won't be able to have the bus fares to reach that polling, that ZEC center, which is in Lupane. So it is impossible for ZEC to actually claim that they are open throughout the year. The fact of the matter is that ZEC is closed. ZEC is not capable to register people that would have turned 18 or potential voters for 2023 elections or for any other coming elections. ZEC has failed to deliver its constitutional mandate.
And Ilupane, ile office one kuphela ZEC where you can register?
Yes, Lupane is only one ZEC office, which is at Lupane District Center.
And yoni zeki mazango selike lazama inokukhuluma layo ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyadingeka ukuthi balethe njalo ilethe njalo i-voter registration blitz kumbe ivula amanye ama-ofisi endaweni ezijeneyo elupane lakwezinye indawo ukuze abantu bazifinyelele benelise ukuyabhalisa kungela ukuhamba imango emide.
From ukuxoxisana leZEC yaseLupane because ngabantu esiphila lawo ama-officials zeZEC impendulo abasipha yona ukuthi abala ma-resources ukuthi bangene emakhaya kodwa bayamukela ukuthi makungaba le nhlanganiso ezilama-resources mobilize ama-youth kumbe abantu babefuna ukuregista then sibe sesibabiza bakhululekile ukuthi babuye bazobaregista in those communities but esikubonayo ukuthi iZEC le government yaseZimbabwe isitransfer iresponsibility yayo to inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukuthi zibe yizo ezibhabhula lowo mthwalo okuthi kuregistre ama-citizens bayekwayenelisa ukuthi bavote. Okuba yikho ukuthi i-government konke laseZEC sebebalekela i-constitutional mandate yabo yokuthi bathwale lowo mthwalo then inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ziphatheke ukuthi sincedise lapho kusilela khona iZEC ayikhona ukuthi thina sibe yithi esithwala lowo mthwalo wonke.
Go vechidiki vekumaruva vari kuti chiwo vari kunyoresa here kana kuti I know you guys are based in Lupane Urban but I'm sure you are working with vechidiki kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana zvinosanganisira kuma reserve.
Yes, sikhuluma kunje izolo besisemakhaya simonitha laba abarich abaphi i-department ye-civil registry. Besisemakhaya njalo sinanzelele ukuthi abasakhulayo bayathatha izithupha njalo bayaphiwa izithupha ngobuningi babo. Sikhuluma kunje baningi asebelezithupha ukuthi bayehlile kufinyelela ama-offices e-ZEC ukuthi ngabe i-blitz iyaphinda yenzakale kumbe lapho kuhamba khona abantu be-civil registry mabeqeda ukuthi baphiwa abantu izithupha bayenelisa ukuthi abaphiwa izithupha baphume bahambe la bahle beregister ukuthi bayevota babe ngabantu abayenelisa ukuthi bavote kuma-elections azayo kodwa esikunanzelela ukuthi izithupha bayaphiwa ezephepha of course kodwa bayehlule ukuthi bafinyelele lapho kulama-ZEC offices. So umthwalo omningi ususalela kwinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kumbe umthwalo omningi ususalela kulaba besephiwa izithupha ukuthi badinga izindlela zokuthi bayefinyelela baze bayefika eLupane bayenelisa ukuthi bathathe bayenelisa ukuthi baregister ukuvota.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Mazango, and please do stay on the line. For those who've just joined in, this is The Connection on Live Talk. And we are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking voter registration, especially efforts by civil society organizations to convince young people why they should register to vote in the 2023 general elections. As we head towards the finish line tonight, I'd like us to talk about the issue of political violence. Ndi dzoke kwamuri vamatete. Nyaya ye mhirizhonga inyaya inowanzonetsa zvikuru kana takuenda kusarudzo. Uyezve 2 weeks ago takaona pachiita mhirizhonga kukwekwe where the Citizens Coalition for Change alleged that they were attacked by ZANU-PF, but ZANU-PF denied the allegations. Also, we know that a CCC activist, Mo Blessing Ali, is missing currently. She was abducted allegedly on May 24. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. The CCC says politically motivated, but the police says no. Nyaya mirishongai va matete muri kuionawo sei uyezve vechidiki muri kumbovakurudzirawo kuti vasaite zvemirishonga here besides kuti muvakurudzire kunyazi kuti vavhote.
Nyaya yemirishonga muZimbabwe musanzi muZimbabwe inyaya inobvira kubva Zimbabwe ichangotanga muna 1980 ende inyaya iri kuenderera mberi. Mainly nenyaya yekuti muZimbabwe there is a lot of polarization ndikabva yazvotensifaya kubva 2000 asi dambudziko ratiri kuona nderekuti politics dzatiri kuita muZimbabwe ndedzekuti who is going to get what, and this is dzekuti dzinoda kusevha vanhu. Sangana munhu asina chido chekusevha vanhu anoita nepesi paanogona kuti aranga ari pauzo sanganisira violence zvekuti vechidiki vese vari kuparticipata mupolitics vari kunzi vanenge vachiita zveviolence ende vasingadi vacho kuparticipata vari kuti sihatisi kuita zveviolence and totari kuzorohwa tida kuzosungwa. Nyaya mataura yakatika kukwekwe yemukomana wetrikusi akafa tudza takaona vanhesanupf nyaya yakaitika vanhu vachiona ende vanhu vashanu vakaitika vanhu vanenge vachizikamwa kuti vanenge vachinzi nekozezanupf vakatombosungwa nepolisi zvikabuda asi hapana zvakazoitika kumashure mazvo. Saka vazhinji vanenge vachitarisa nyaya dzese kuona kuti ukaita zvematongerwo enyika ukafa kana kuti ukarohwa hapana mapurisa azoiti basa ravo. Nyaya yamoblessing ale inyaya inorwadza stereki kuti mapurisa ari kuti iwo ari kutaura nyaya yerekeni nenyaya yembwa yekuti munhu zveshuwa munhu nyangaiswa nekuda kwenyaya yekuti imbwa yaita noisi zvinhu zvinonyadzisira asi zvinota kuti vechidiki kuti vange vachiramba kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika asi isu seboka rinomira rinosanda nevechidiki kuzama kuikaridza kuti vechidiki tichiita maactivities ekuti vechidiki vaite come together because zvimwe zvinokonzera nyaya yekuti vachidiki havana nguva yavo pacha kuti vange vachitaurirana zvinhu zvisana. Saka tinetisa tiri kuita maactivity akaita sekutomira kazi mabhora mamusic festival ekuti vechidiki vange vachiita come together vange vachitaura zvinhu zvisana because matambudziko avari kusangana nawo mamwe chete kushaya kwemabasa hakuna basa kuti iwo ribato ripi kunyaya dzemagetsi hasina basa kuti iwo ribato ripi nyaya dzemvura hasina basa kuti iwo ribato ripi saka maproblem edu evechidiki akafanana. Saka tiri kuda kuzama kuti organization lets mayouth ngati come together vota discuss maproblems avo and find a way of how they can push the government or kumalocal authorities or kumaMPs kumarepresentatives avo ndo maprograms atinawo ekupromota peace munyika nekuti tozova kuti takuda kumaelection daiso sekore rino tiri kutosa kuti 2008 juni inogona kuti wadzoka next year nei zvatiri kuona zvikuitika karetu.
Saka mainitiatives amuri kuita aya ari kutambirwa zvakanaka here nevezanupf vacho nevetriplec just to mention these two main political parties?
Maactivity sendanakutaazvazvo kuti muZimbabwe mune lot of polarization so far pachine bit of resistance kuti pakaita vanenge vabva vakaona mafesi evanenge party vanogona kutaresista. Saka tatogona kutiuae tichitsvaka vanhu maleaders edifferent political parties vovai vanenge vachinkarija vamwe chitipao kuti yachitambire mitambo yakati vese zvakati hatichanyanyei sunge tiri pafullfront because muZimbabwe unowanzo kuti vemango vanhu vanoshanda seregime change vanhu vashanda vari vakarega kuoposini ndo zvimwe zvine zvichikanganisa ende nenyaya yekuti oso muri mukushanda imomo munosangana zvakawanda munogona kusungwa unogona kuita zvakasangana zvakawanda wanu saka there is still a lot that we need to do and we are trying to work also with the government and other departments such as National Peace and Reconciliation Commission and other organs of the state. We adopt my chapter 12 of the institutions to make sure that we promote peace ahead of the elections. But we still have a lot of work to do. Nenyaya yekuti also zvanambotaurwa kuti vemapurisa edu kana vezvesecurity vanoita sekuti vane rimwe divi ravanofarira rimwe havanyanyorifarira. Saka peace pacha inoedza kusustaina because kuti peace ive sustainable pange pamwe pacho anenge akikanganisira pange pamwe paine justice asi kana pakashaikwa justice hapana peace atogona kuachivha because uyo anenge achiponda vanhu unongoendera mberi achiponda vanhu because hanzi acho hapana zvandinoitwa uyo anenge apondewavo haangazodi kuzingo setingomhorosa roko munhu akaponda mai vako nezuro ungoti hazvina basa saka tofawo kuti also inkazani yai justice but nyaya yachita kuti makosi au mapolisi seems to be yes also a bit of a side yavanenge vachitora ndozvinhu zvekuita homework issue yepeace.
Aiwa, tinotenda enda. Let me go to Vamasango nenyaya yeviolence. Utaba lodlakela lina Mazango liluphatha njani khona ngapho elupane eMart North? Liyakhulumisana labo abasakhulayo from amabandla achiyeneyo njalo bathi?
Siyabonga thina njengelupane Youth for Development Trust. Ukuze sinqabele udlame njalo i-violence kweze-politics sesithathe izinqumo eziningi njalo siyazama ukuthi siyenze sicreate ama-platforms lapho siyabiza khona abasakhulayo njalo kubabizeni kwethu we make sure ukuthi siyayenza okuthiwa i-deliberate mobilization ukuthi siyananzela ukuthi kumele sibize abasakhulayo abameleli i-ZANU PF abameleli MGCT, ECCC, lamanye amabandla aGNA ukuze baphatheke masibabizile njalo siyabiza lenkokheli zabo ukuthi zibuye zibe khona zibahlale ku-same table babe lokukhulumisana labasakhulayo njalo sixoxe ngendaba ezayenzakalayo kumbe kungaba ziyenzakale kathesi maduzane kumbe kwayenzakala kudala lokhu siyenzela ukuthi masingakhuluma ngama-legacies awe-violence ayenzakala kudala sidinge ama-solutions such that asichiyeli kumbe i-legacy le asiyiqhubeli ama-generations abuyayo ukuze bahlale besilwa ngezinto ezayenzakala kudala. Siyaqhuquzela sibili ukuthi kungabe kukhona okwayenzakala kudala okungayenzakalanga ngendlela enhle kube nokuxoxisana nokukhulumisana njalo kube lokuthi kudingwe indlela zokuthi abantu bangasolisana njani. Siyakwazi ukuthi isintu sethu silezindlela sibili zokulungisa izinto ezeviolence eziyabe zayenzakala kudala. We also have i-constitution yethu ile ndlela futhi zokuthi inqabele njalo isolve ama-conflicts ayabe yenzakala kuma-communities ikakhulu akhangelene lezepolitics. Njalo asichiyi ama-institutions akhangele ukuthi anqabele ama-conflicts. Mangikhuluma ama-institutions sikhangele ama-organization njenge-ZRP ONPRC amakhotsi ethu even iParliament yona ngwayo ikhona ukuthi inqabele njalo ukuthi iqhuquzele ukuthi kube lokuphilisana kuhle phakathi kwamphakathini ezigabeni zethu ezivela kizo. So esikhathini esiningi siyabiza ama-stakeholders achiyeneyo sibe lawo sicreate ama-platforms sihlale phansi qhokisane njalo kube lokutshelana iqiniso ukuthi hhayi wena kumbe institution leyi umsebenzi onje aliwuphathi ngendlela kumele liwuphathe ngendlela enje. We encourage i-truth telling esikhathini esiningi ukuthi kube lokukhulunywa okweqiniso njalo siyakhuthaza sibili we-create ama-WhatsApp platforms ukuthi ngazonke izikhathi kube lokuxoxisana phakathi kwama-players aphatheka kwezepolitics. Silama-platforms amaningi kakhulu and thina abe-civil society singasakhangeli lupane Youth for Development Trust kuphela kodwa silamanye ama-civil organizations esiphatheka lawo babe beyingxenye yalawo ama-WhatsApp platforms kumbe ama-platforms lapho esiyabe sixoka khona ukuze siyenelise ukuthi siyatshela ama-political players ukuthi bahlale bakuleni ye-peace whenever bangadeviata from the lane of peace. We should be able to call them and tell them ukuthi hayi lokho eselukwenza ayisikho esikufisa njengelupane njengezizalwane zaselupane kumbe ayisiyo i-development esiqhukuzela elupane. So esikhathini esiningi siyi-watchdog entweni ukuthi we make sure ukuthi akubi le-violence elupane. Ma ingaba khona i-violence we should be able ukuthi we call a spade a spade siyababiza sibatshele ukuthi hayi lokho esilukwenza ayisikho esikukhangeleleyo njengabantu belupane kumbe abantu beZimbabwe jikelele.
That brings us to the end of our show. This has been The Connection on Live Talk, coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. I'd like to extend a big thanks to our guests tonight, That's Tawanda Mazango of the organization Lupane Youth for Development Trust, as well as Yangasen Matete of Project 4263. That's it, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date on The Connection next Tuesday. I am Tungamilinkomo.